Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Bridget, founder of Biddy Tarot, and this is the monthly tarot forecast for January 2018. Well, happy new year to start off with. I hope you're having a wonderful start to this year of 2018. Now, I do enjoy doing things a little bit differently now and then, so I'm going to change up our monthly tarot forecast. So instead of focusing on the usual blessings, challenges, and action, we're going to focus now on what is passing through your life, what are you letting go of, and what is now emerging, what new opportunities are coming into your life, and what action can you take in order to really make the most of the energies of this month. So let's get into it. Now, this is the energy of what is passing this month. And here is the Ten of Wands, and this is the beautiful Lumina Tarot deck. If you want to find out more about Lumina, you can go to biddytarot.com/Lumina. All right, so the Ten of Wands is a sign that what you are letting go of this month is all of that hard work and effort that you have put into place, perhaps all the way throughout 2017. And you have finally come to that point of completion where you can acknowledge that you have put in place everything that you need to put in place. You've done the hard work, and now you are ready to start this new year afresh and ready to go. And what a fitting card to follow on from that. So we've gone from Ten of Wands of what you're releasing, and now to the Ace of Wands for what is emerging in your life right now. And what a great way to start this year. So the Ace of Wands is a sign of new energy, new growth, inspiration, creativity, just that amazing feeling that we have of pure potentiality in our lives. And I would really invite you to tap into the energy of the Ace of Wands and look at what new opportunities are available to you, not just this month, but this coming year. And really lean into the energy and the excitement around those new opportunities. Really wonderful card to start the year with. Now, what action can you take to make the most out of the energies of this month? And here we have the Five of Swords. Now, if you know much about the Five of Swords in the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck, then you know that this card is very much about there are winners and there are losers. And in fact, even though you might be a winner, the issue is have you really won? Because ultimately everyone has lost. And if you are in more of that competitive state of mind where you're only looking to win an argument, or to come out on top, then you're creating this energy that just isn't right. It ends up being quite a lose-lose situation. So with this card, what you are being called to do this month is to confront conflict, to embrace conflict, to deal with it head on, and to deal with it in a way that creates a win-win situation. You may need to compromise to some extent. You may need to, you know, really lean into what the other person wants. You may need to be ready to apologize and say sorry if you've done the wrong thing. So look, this may not be the most pleasant card of the tarot deck, but this is a bit of a truth talk for you, particularly if you're finding yourself in disagreements with others. It's really time to take accountability for your role in that disagreement and to find something that is more of a win-win situation. So there you have it. What you are releasing is all of that effort that you have put into, you know, 2017. You can now let all of that go. It's all been completed, and it's this perfect opportunity to start afresh, especially with the Ace of Wands, with that beautiful energy of inspiration, creativity, and motivation to create something amazing. Now, the advice again is the Five of Swords. So if you do find yourself in a conflict or a disagreement with somebody else, then look to create a win-win situation. It doesn't have to be all about winners and losers. You know, you're not fighting to the death. Find something where it's a balance and where both parties can feel that they have benefited from that situation in some way. All right, there you have it. That is the monthly tarot forecast for January 2018. I hope you have a really great month ahead, and I look forward to connecting with you again very, very soon. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.